Now with that introduction, Shalom Aleichem everyone. Good to be back to be learning together. Our learning should be Lili Nishmas, Saul ben Avram, Hadas ben Shmuel, Kavan Ruven, Mit Shlomo ben Yamin, Reza ben Yaakov, and this was for Shlomo for Bartzi ben Rivka Batya, Zor Shechol Yisrael, and for Tzipor Leah bat Chaya Masha. 10 ideas on Parshas Bo, idea number 1. We are leaving, and we're not just leaving with the men, Paro says. We're going to get to the idea why dafka the men. But says the Rebbe Ramelech, Rebbe Elimelech of Lezhinsk, what's the deeper idea on this pasuk? That we're going to bring our children and we're going all together. Exactly. Says the Rebbe Ramelech, why did he put the Benarenu v'zkenenu, right? Maybe it should be Benarenu, and then it should be Benosenu. Like it's skipping like a whole generation. With the youngsters and then the old ones, skipping straight from the 5-year-old to the 80-year-old, says the Rebbe Ramelech, if you learn when you're young, if you learn when you're just a nar, and young doesn't only just mean when you're in grade school, young means when you're feeling young and you feel your avodas Hashem, then it's gonna last even when you're older, and that's the vor, and that's kichag laHashem, says the Rebbe Ramelech. The Gemara says in Sukkah. You say Ashrei Yilodosenu Shelobaisha Ziknosenu. Gemara says in Sukkah Nun Gimel Amar Aleph, praiseworthy is the person that looks back, like they looks at their past youth, and they're not embarrassed from it. I can't say for myself that I'm not embarrassed for the few things that I've done, but at the end of the day, he says we have to every little action you do when you're a youngster has a tremendous effect. He says that's the whole idea. I didn't give you the second idea, but he says I didn't give you the end part, but he says that's what it means. Kichag LaHashem. Because when a Jew is young at heart and he's doing things the right way, gam then even when they're older, it's going to last. It's going to be fresh. It's going to be. It's going to be something for. It's going to be something that it's going to be implanted and cemented. I mean, I see my friends, the ones who are good in school. It doesn't mean they're the other ones who are always going to be good. But it's a good way to be able to start off, and it's a nice. Sorry, I'm just tying my shoe over here. It's a nice way to start off. Referring to the same person. Even when you're in Nara, to be strong in Nara, don't think that I'll do tshuva. No, it has an effect. Be even kaddish, be holy even when you're young, because at the end of the day, you never know every good, positive, negative effect. The Yismach Moshe has a different idea on page number 3. This is idea number 2 now. We're going to have 10 ideas today. The Yismach Moshe says, what does it mean, kichag laHashem? I'm sorry, it's a little, the printing was a little off. So he says very simply, he says that at the end of the day, what greater nachas is it for a grandfather or for a father to see? The greatest nachas is to see that your kids are strong in their Yiddishkeit. He says, that's Chag LaHashem. Chag LaHashem is b'nareinu v'zkineinu melech. When my kids feel a connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam, when my kids feel a connection to Eretz Yisrael, that is Kichag LaHashem. Beautiful insight of the Yismach Moshe. Gorgeous, gorgeous. This actually happens to connect a little bit to something later in the parsha as well. Page number 4 from Rav Moshe Sternbach. The third idea. Rav Moshe Sternbach, great, great postdoc, great Rebbe in Eretz Yisrael. I've had several yechidises with him. He wears a big, big blue bekesha, so he once went into him. He lives in Yerushalayim? Off of Kanfei Nesham over there. Harnof. So when he goes to shul, everyone's like running towards him. You know, they're asking Shiloh. So we got into him, and my wife asked him for a bracha for my cousin at the time to get a bracha for that she should find a shidduch. So he said, okay, what is she looking for, this and that? And Rav Moshe Sternbach goes, tell her stop looking for an esrog. Like, she's looking for an esrog. Like, you're being too picky. And I was like, ooh, wah. It's a good story. Now we're gonna. I was like, and then what happened a year later? Baruch Hashem, she stopped looking for an esrog, and she got some aravos. Baruch Hashem, yeah, I got aravos. Low time below rech. It happens to me though. That's not. It's mamish the opposite. Her husband is a tzaddik. He's a marbitz Torah. He's tremendous. But I remember that. I remember when he said that. I was like holding back my laughter, but it was so good. So says Rav Moshe Sternbach and Parshas Bo, Tam Vadas. Tam Vadas is a sefer ala Torah. He says, we got it to the bincha. We know later in the parsha.
He's on the same page.
Page 4. So he says, we know, what's the answer that we answer to the Russia on Seder night? Right? The Rasha says, what's all this for? And he says, we got it, the Vilcha. You should tell him this is what it's all about. Let's just see it inside, what he says. I got him before Shekhan Shatshuva leben Rasha Shomrim lo Shibin Mitzas HaPesach. Remember Rashi? It's Samach Lechuva Kanas Mitzas Tfilin. He says, why Dafka? Bigaz Avilcha is right next to the Smichas Aparshis next to Tfilin. That's a Ramosh Shtramach Kasha. Why is Tfilin next to Bigaz Lebincha? To the answer to the Rasha. So such a beautiful insight on Chinuch. That's why I put it over here next to the Yismach Moshe. Larames, Shim Beno HaRasha Efshar Shalo Chinuchu Karoy Shemitzas Eitzalav Nasas Kimelumda. Ufichach Yotza Beno Utarbis Ra. Says at the end of the day, sometimes we all know families, maybe in our own families, we always have that kid maybe who wasn't brought up, educated, maybe in the right way, who wasn't taught in the right way, and he went off. I don't like the word derech. He went off on his own for a little bit. L'chein alav lizkro mitzvah tefillin shesmucha kan sheyoda shetzorach l'shabed levavu mochel alokenu ba'oziel mitzvah hashpa abano. He says that at the end of the day, now you want your kid to be better, you be better. You be more loving. You be more kind. You grow in your Torah. If you're going to be strong in your Avodah Hashem, that'll bring you the Russia, quote unquote, that kid back. How many times do I hear, and my Rebbe Weimer goes nuts about this, January 20th, he's coming back to our base midrash. He says, kid stops giving Shabbos, throws him out of the house. Chas v'sholom. Now who ever heard of such a thing? When someone's going off the derech, quote unquote, whatever that means, that's when they need the most love. That's when they need the most care. You think that's going to bring a kid back to Yiddishkeit by throwing him out of the house so he'll live in the streets? Chas v'shalom. And that's exactly what God has done. Why is it right next to Tefillin? Because Tefillin is all about Ol Malchus Shemayim. Don't think that at the end of the day to let the Russia go. No, you grow in your Avodas Hashem, that'll have an effect as well. That's the Maisa actually of the Gra, of the Vilna Gaon and the Dubna Magen. Getting a little off topic, but we're still holding in the middle of three. The Gra, right? We said this before. The Gra had a student, Nefesh Chaim, and he had another student, the Dubna Magen. So the Maggid once asked his Rebbe, the Vilna Gaon, how do you be mashpi on others? How do you influence others? It's very easy to give over information, but how do you help Jews grow? So he says, you have a big kiddush cup, and then you have to have a little small kiddush cup. If you're a kosi revaya, if you're a constantly overflowing cup, if you're always saying vortlach at the Shabbos table and singing zmiras at the Shabbos table, then your kids are going to appreciate Shabbos. Then your kids are going to appreciate it. But if you're only talking about the Jets and the Adam Gase and who they hired, I don't know why they hired him. But at the end of the day, okay, that's what's going to be mashpia. They're going to love the Jets, which is nothing wrong. I mean, something wrong with the Jets, but not for now. Not for now. I chose the wrong team, unfortunately. At the end of the day, whatever you're passionate about, that's what your kids are going to be passionate about. Tefillin is Kabbal Sol Mechus Shemayim. Right? Zeh Chasiyas Hatzorim. Tefillin. Exactly. That's what Tefillin represents. There's actually an opinion of the Aruch HaShulchan that when you say Baruch Shem every morning in between the Yad and Rosh, the Ashkenazim, Baruch Shem is not just I said a Baruch Levatala, Baruch Shem. Like, that's called the Baruch Levatala. There's something so very deep about Baruch Shem, Aruch HaShulchan says this. Aruch HaShulchan says that it's not just an Inyan of Hefzik, Savik Bracha, it's an Inyan of being Mekabel Omech HaShemayim for the day. It's an Inyan, when I'm putting my tefillin on now, I'm being Mekabel the Yoke of Chodesh Baruch Hu. The Ribono Shel Olam, I'm in your army today. It's nothing to do with any Hefzik Bracha. Never heard of Savik Bracha before. Savik Bracha, then we shouldn't make the Bracha. So obviously there's something much deeper there. Okay, now for now. Moving on to idea number four. Idea number four, we got back to the question, why power only one of the men? Question, page number five. The Ohr Aryeh of Aryeh Leib Katz, very famous for his Ohr Aryeh on Sefer on Nida. But his beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Svarim on Al Torah. Rabbi Levi Greenspan gave me his first copy. It was such a beautiful Sefer. He told me never to tell anyone that he gave it to me, but hopefully he's not listening. He's it's Sally. Anyone know him? Rabbi Levi Greenspan from Hillcrest? He's a tremendous tzaddik. So he says, what's the deeper idea? He quotes Rabbi Yashav in the Sefer. Why Dafka did Paro only wanted the men to go and the women should stay? Paro was a rationalist. He was very, very logical. If the men go, they're not going to just leave their children and their wives. Well, maybe some of the men would leave their wives. But at the end of the day, then they're going to have to come back. Shepara chashav sheima nashim yishar b'mitzrayim az gama nashim yichazul mitzrayim labasof. Right, Paro was going to have a tracker. He was going to have a tracker, a GPS on them. What was his tracker? His tracker was leave their wives and leave the kids in Egypt. At the end of the day, they're going to come back. Come back to me now. Like the Moshav band. Come back. Everyone know that song? Right? At the end of the day, he's a very logical person. Beautiful idea from Rav Yashiv. Moving on to idea number five, which is on page six. I'm sorry that they don't interline because the cover page is page one. What do you want from me? Yeah, I know. It throws me off every week. I apologize. I'm sorry. Page six is Chidush Harim. Chedush Arim is the first guy Rebbe. His grandson, excuse me, was a Sas Emes. Sas Emes is Yortzeit tonight, which we're going to quote in Mitzvah Shem. Says the Chedush Arim, moving on to the Malach of Choshech. Lo ro ish esochiv, lo kamo ish mitachtov. Such a beautiful idea. Chedush Arim says, when you don't look to your right and look to your left, and you see an email that someone just, you lost someone in their family. Maybe you know someone's going through a financial thing. Low row ish as achav. You don't care for someone else. Low kam ish mitachtav. That's choshech. A person's always so inward and only thinking about their own situation and their own problems and their own challenges. Right? This kid from Miami Beach. I'm sure everyone heard about. I don't know the kid. But I have students who are friends with him. Their pain should be my pain. What my students should tell me in high school. It's mamish crazy. Their pain should be my pain. Oh, I didn't know him? Chas v'shom. So their pain, I shouldn't be thinking about it. And it's the opposite too. When there's a simcha for my friend, oh, it's not my kid's simcha. It's not my kid's wedding. No. Their simcha should be our simcha. And that's what Chedush Arim says. He says, that's the whole idea of choshech. When you don't feel like someone cares about you. But how does the pasuk end off? L'chol b'nei Yisrael hayor b'moshvosa. A yid, a Jew, is living in light. When a Jew lives in light, which means together, it's achdus, like he says over here. The Chol B'nei Yisrael HaYor, top left paragraph. Shatzitra kedusha lehepach shal. You call yourself achdus. V'emshichu kol hashpaos l'kach ramza atorik kedusha kan dover zeh. He says it's not at the end of the day. It's not in our essence to not feel for each other. Our essence is to care about each other. Like the Baal HaTanya says that we're all one neshama. We're just split up into different gufs, different gufim. We all have one neshama, right? Like the Medrash says if you're cutting a bagel, this happened to me 3 years ago. If anyone wants to see, I'll have some sort of show and tell after. I have a little scar on my thumb over here. 3 years ago, I was cutting the bagel, missed the bagel. Now I got one of those things from, it does like the chopping. It's not much crazy. So what happened? You're in the kitchen and you're cutting, your right hand is cutting the bagel. So your right hand cuts your left hand. Is your left hand now going to cut your right hand? Right? That's the same thing by Klal Yisrael. So someone says something bad about you. You're going to go do something. You're the same body. You're not going to go do that. Just like the right hand's not going to go, the left hand's not going to hit the right hand. So now you're because they didn't invite me to their simcha, or they put me at a back table at their simcha. They didn't invite me to their that's not how we. Chol Yisrael yo'or b'moshvosam. We're all one essence. We're all one nation.
He writes a historical fact. That's what happened.
Oh, yeah, taka. I mean, other things. Think 4/5 of Klal Yisrael happened died in the choshech too. But this is a little.
Oh. And therefore, 4/5 of the Jews were killed, but they never knew it.
Never knew. The Klai Yisrael remained are the ones that cared for each other. Beautiful. He writes a little thing on the bottom, actually, also. This is not the, this is just a little added bonus, 5b, if you want to say. He says that, what does it mean? V'anachnu lo nida man avodas Hashem ad bo'an u'shama. For Moshe Rabbeinu says, we're not going to know until we get there how much cattle we're going to need. So the Chedush Arim says, it's the same idea when we get to Olam Haba. He says, we're not going to know how many things we did l'shem shemaim, how good we were. We're only going to know how good we were once ad bo shama, until we get. We have to try our best. We have to do our best. We're never going to know our real report card until we get upstairs after 120. Beautiful idea of the Chedush Sharim. Let us move on to idea number 6, which is on page 7. Sorry if it's throwing off people off. So right in the same pasuk, Chol B'nei Yisrael Ya'or B'moshvosam, on page 7. It's just like one. It's one off. It's like a matri. It could be one off. So. Rav Moshe Minder, it's quoted by the Nesiv Hashem, Slonimer Chassidim. He says in the pasuk Uchol B'nei Yisrael Hayor B'Moshvosam, the last paragraph, he says B'Moshvosam doesn't only mean Moshav, like your settlements, your dwellings. It means Shabbos. Sheyesh Madrega Kedusha Or Shayachid Eni Yochel Lizchos Lo Rak B'Moshvosam. When a Jew sits by himself, he can only reach a certain level. But when the Jews sit together, and specifically on Shabbos, that's the Chol Yisrael. That's the biggest light. Kasha Yehudim Yoshim Yachtav Zochel Amshichas Orze. Just when two Jews are just having a schnapps together, having a chulant. We're not talking about anything Torah, no tefillah. Just sitting together on Shabbos, that itself is a tremendous thing. The Hosef Shazel Inyan Sheyehudim Miskansim Yoshim Yachav Shabbos Kodesh L'Amshichas Or Hagadol Ayidei Memoshvosam. So Memoshvosam is a lotion of Shabbos. It's a lotion when Jews sit together, and Jews come together on Shabbos, to sit together, that brings a tremendous aura. Page number 8 does not have the Sfarno, so I apologize. The Sfarno is going to be something that I'm just going to write down on the bottom, or I'm sure you guys know already. The Sfarno is on the Chodesh HaZalachem. HaChodesh HaZalachem, this is the month that will be given for you. Very famous Sadiq in the Sfarno. I don't like saying famous because then it makes me feel bad when someone else says famous. So I'm not going to say famous. So let's go back in time, 10 seconds. There's a beautiful idea from the Sfarno. The Sfarno says, and why is this the first mitzvah we got? Rosh Chodesh, HaKiddush HaChodesh? Who cares? What's so special? Says the Sfarno, beautiful idea. He says, now that we're leaving Egypt, now we're leaving Mitzrayim, oh, now you have control over your time. A slave doesn't have control over his time. He doesn't have any... He's not an Eved. He has to do what his master says. But now that we're leaving Egypt, and finally the Ribbono Shel Olam is taking us out of Mitzrayim, now we're going to be his, now we have control over our time. That's what Chodesh Hazeh Lachem is. Chodesh Hazeh Lachem means, now it's yours. HaChodesh, right? Even the Gemara says, even if you're doing B'shogeh, you're B'mezid, even if Kiddush Levana is off, it always goes by what the Beis Din says. Make sure to use your time wisely.
It also means Chodesh Hazeh Lachem. We determine when Yom
Tov is. Lachem, for Klal Yisrael. Exactly. Like we have a partnership with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Exactly. Beautiful, beautiful. So the Sas Emes is Yahrzeit tonight. It's how it should be mailed to Yahrzeit for us in Klal Yisrael. On page 8, he says, what is Chodesh Hazeh Lachem? What's the deeper idea for Chodesh Hazeh Lachem? So he says that the Medrash says, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, Magid Rav Yaakov, Zu HaTorah. So he says, you want to know how to have HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem in your life? You want to know how to be fresh and new in Avodas Hashem? It's not just referring to Kiddush HaChodesh. When a Jew lives a Torah Digah life, when a Jew lives a spiritual life, not just a learning Torah life, but a living Torah life, that gives a person a way to be connected to who he truly is. And by the underline, says that at the end of the day, there's something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created new right now in this parsha, into our souls. The Ribbono Shel Olam in this mitzvah was giving Klal Yisrael the Torah, and that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu means. The Torah makes us not be natural but supernatural. We're living above this world. And through living Torah and keeping mitzvahs, we're able to expand the light. And to be able to be good Jews, to be good people. You want to know how to be strong in your Avodas Hashem? It's not by being a good person. Like I heard one of my Rebbeim, Gavriel Freeman, who works in Eish HaTorah, says one of the top 5 questions that he gets from people who are looking to convert, why can't I just be a good person? Just be a good person, but why does Hashem care if I cut on with my right hand and cut with my left hand, or if I open up the fridge like on Shabbos? Like, does it really matter? At the end of the day, the Torah is our essence. Like the Zohar says, the Torah, it's not just mitzvahs, they're etzos to be davuk to the Ribbono Shel Olam. When a Jew lives a connected life, they're not just living a teva diga life, a natural life, they're living lamalim from this world, they're living connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And finally, the two last ideas come to us from the Vilna Gaon. So everyone doesn't think this is a Chassidus shir, and he's just giving Chassidus Shavu'alach. But Chassidus Shavu'alach are also good, but I like to mix it up a little bit. So I'll say two ideas from the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon has a very nice idea on the end of the towards the end of the parsha. Right, so what happened was Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Jews, go ask the Mitzrim for their belongings and for their stuff. Says Rashi, like Rashi says, like earlier in the parsha. When Moshe asked them earlier in the parsha to ask them from their friend, says the Vilna Gaon, "V'yishadati halom mefurish kvar b'nei Yisrael also kvar Moshe v'shalom Yisrael kli chesav." Ma chiddush Rashi b'zeh? What is Rashi telling us over here? That they should ask the Egyptians the way they asked from each other from earlier on in the parsha. Like, what's going on over here? What does that have to, now that you're going to ask the Egyptians, you should ask them the same way you asked from each other. Me'eis v'eyu. It seems to be like a little like. What's Rashi adding for us there? So just to be able to say the idea, on page number 10, it's on the top of page 10. He says at the end of the day, when you're going to go ask now the Egyptians for their stuff, I'm sure they're going to be very happy. Just kidding. They're not going to be happy for their stuff. But when you're going to have those feelings now, you open up your heart and you ask them the same way you ask from your friend, then they're going to want to give to you as well. When it, right? The Chazal says, Hayotzim alev, nechnasim alev. When your heart is open, other person's heart is open as well. You're not going to tell the Egyptians, ha ha, we're leaving, give me your stuff. That's not what's going on here. What's going on here is that Moshe Rabbeinu says the same way you would ask from your friend, ask from the Mitzrayim. Because chesed is contagious. Love is contagious. Right? The Gemara in Yevamos says later on in, I forgot what daf, but there's a Rashi over there. I don't know many Rashi in Yevamos, relax. This is the one Rashi in Yevamos that I know. So it says, "Kemayim apanim akanim kim lev ha'adam aladam." Right, just like a face is to the water, the reflection of the water is to the face. The heart to the heart is a reflection to the heart. Meaning, the way you want someone to feel about you, you should feel about them. When you feel love and care for someone else, whether you say it or not, those feelings are contagious. Those feelings are connect. Says the Gra on the top. Haynu ki b'nei so asu chesed zel zel yidei she'elo. They did it through barring. Vayidei yishal mitzrayim kli chesed. Hashem nasan chen ha'am e'eni mitzrayim ayashilom. The Rabbanu Shem says, you're going to borrow from each other, the Mitzrayim are going to want to give it to you also. Because you care. You show a sense of love and not a sense of, oh, we're just give me your stuff. Chesed is contagious. Tenth and final idea is a very, very, very beautiful idea from the Gra. And the end of the parsha. This is all Pesach Torah. You could say this at the Seder too. Shivas yamim tocha matzos. U'mimashi chag l'ashem matzos yachel as shivas yamim. Says the Gra. Why is in the beginning it says tochel? And it says matzos without a vav. And then, at the end of the pasuk, it says matzos with a vav. And it says yei ochel. Right? What's going on over here with tochel, yochel, matzos is with a vav, without a vav, and then with a vav. Says the Gra. Beautiful idea. When it comes to your own matzah, when it comes that you're, for a yirchiv, it's matzos. It's without the vav. It doesn't have to be the best. Maybe you could do your best for yourself. That's tochel. That's for you. When it comes to yeyachal, what's yeyachal? Yeyachal, I didn't just dwell in Hebrew and YU, but yeyachal means lashon hifil. You're causing to others. It's gotta be matzos. It's gotta be with a vav. You gotta go for the best. You gotta go for everyone. You gotta go for the best for a matzah, $35 a pound in Brooklyn, wherever you got your matzah, whatever. All right? At the end of the day, when it comes to other people, that's who you have to go above and beyond. That's what the Gra says. Om nam lam titan kidei sviya mamish. You give them as much as to satisfy them. That's what l'chein k'siv kan, matzos mali. Matzos harisha b'chaser, shalatma hu rasha l'dakil l'tzadza achilos ha'kazayat ha'kabetza. You just need a kazayas. You get a kazayas, you get a kabetza. Kazayas of matzah is not too small either. But for everyone else, make sure they have enough matzah to eat. Don't think about yourself. Think about others. And you see that mamish in the wording of the pasuk. That's why matzos is singular, is without the vav. By your talking about yourself, by yeyachol for others, matzos is with the vav. The beautiful idea of the grill. So let's just review these 10 ideas and then for the story. We start off with the Noam Elimelech, the Rebbe Melech. Bernareinu was Kinyan Elich. Says the Rebbe Melech, when you're careful when you're young, that's Kinyan Elich. It'll have an effect. You'll be strong also when you're old as well. Not to say a Jew can never change, but it's a little harder. Yisnach Moshe said, it's a chag. When kids are following the ways of their grandparents and their parents, that's the biggest yantif to their bonushom. Rav Moshe Sternbach had the idea to my wife to tell her cousin not to pick an esrog. But even by the Russia, why this michas aparshis by the tefillin? Because the tefillin is all about Kabbalah Samuch Shemaim. Tell at the end of the day, you want to affect your Russia type of kid? Question mark. Quote unquote, Russia. You be a little better, a little kinder, and that'll help him also. Rav Yashiv, the fourth idea, said at the end of the day, why did Paro only care about the men? Because the men will come back at least for the women and the kids. You know, at the end of the day, a Jewish man's not gonna leave his kid and wife behind. For the most part. If they do, then they're not too Jewish, Taka. Chidush Arim says, when Jews don't feel cared for, and that's choshech. Jews care for each other. And that's in the Nesivah Shalom, sixth idea. When Jews sit together successively on Shabbos, that's the biggest light. The Svarna, we said, now it's the first mitzvah, because now your time is your own. Go out and use it now. The time is your own. For when you're a slave, you don't have time. You don't have time control. The Sasemes, who's Yartzeit tonight, says, the Medrash says, Zua Torah. Now you have the Torah. You have the ability to live above this world. So yeah, we're living in 2019 where things aren't so simple. But when you learn Torah, when you live Torah, then you're able to be able to live above this world and you stay connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The last two ideas, 9 and 10, the Vilna Gaon says, what's the Chiddush of Rashi over here telling us? You should ask the Egyptians the way you asked each other, which means that the other day the Gra was saying the way you acted with each other should be the way you act with the Mitzrayim. You act them with kindness and care. That'll be contagious to them, and they're going to want to give to you as well. It's kindness is contagious. Like yawning is contagious, they say, right? I think that's the thing. Yawning is contagious. Love is contagious. And finally, the Vilna Gaon says, by matzos, why matzos is chaser, and the malei chaser is talking about yourself. You just need a kazayis. The end part, yeyachal, you're causing others. It's gotta be malei. There's a great maisa that they say from the Sklana Rebbe and the Vizhitz Rebbe after the war. And
by the way, Sklana was taken to the hospital yesterday or this morning.
The current Sklana Rebbe.
Who is that?
For Shlomo Mamish.
Yeah. Who?
Sklana Rebbe of Borough Park.
Hmm?
He was released?
I don't know if he was released, but I saw it in the Bus is Nice that he was taken in.
Wow.
He was released already?
I can tell you. I can tell you my two Meister Shalayas, Mamish Nissan, that happened with me in the school enter, but not for now, but maybe after. It's Mamish crazy. Sheva Kushlam and Bez Hashem Mamish. So in the school enter Rebbe, I believe that's his father. So after the war, there weren't so many matzahs in the DP camps. What happened was, I believe it was the visitor to Rebbe was able to get several boxes, and he was able to give out to some of his friends. So what happened was the Shkolener Rebbe sent his son a week before Pesach to be able to get it from the visitor. And the Rebbe said, Shalom Aleichem, how are you? He said, no problem. My father said to come back with not only one box, but we need two boxes of matzah. He said, okay, but I'm just letting you know that's not the rule. I only have certain amounts of boxes. Every family gets one. So I'm sorry, you can only have one. He said, my father told me not to come home without two. I said, okay, go. Here's two, but just know you're taking from another family. Oh, yeah, Hashem. So, happened was Erev Pesach, as a good Maisa goes, gets a knock at the door, and the Shkolener Rebbe's son is back. He's back at his tent, or the DP camp. He says, Rebbe, I have a box of matzah for you. So, what do you mean? He said, I knew, my father knew when you were giving out matzahs, you weren't going to save a box of matzah for yourself. So, Dafka, we took two, be able to make sure that we would have, and also you would have one as well. So, there's godless on both sides of that story. The godless in that story is that the Vigilator Rebbe was able to give it, he didn't care about himself. That's matzos chaser. But also, maybe on the same level, as the Shkolener was able to see that his friend was going to do that too. That is the choy sahaya orbe mashvosim. We should be zochav as Hashem to care for each other. The more we show Hashem, can we care for each other? We zochav as Hashem to eat the matzot karm pesach and yishlan yom kodesh. Have a beautiful Shabbos.